I'm going to show you the best. Ma Rainey's going to show you her black bottom.
Our film critic Harlan Jacobson got the blues this Christmas by dropping in on Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, the new film based on an August Wilson play from 1984. The film is produced by Netflix and is capturing Oscar attention.
Just the sound of the title, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, as it rolls off the tongue, promises some kind of lusty commitment to a life of defiance. Like we're in for a wild ride in a convertible careening out of control. Sort of like this.
Daddy, Daddy, please come home to me. I'm on my way, crazy as I can be.
But it's the blues we're singing here. That's what you get from Ma Rainey, born Gertrude Pridgett in 1886, otherwise called the mother of the blues, and the heart of the discussion that goes on in the second installment of playwright August Wilson's American Century cycle, Decalogue. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom was written in 1984, preceding by a year His Fences, filmed in 2016 by Denzel Washington for producer Scott Rudin. Denzel has now produced Ma Rainey, and along with some quality co-producers, hired George C. Wolfe to direct, which is to say make a play work on film no easy task. Wolfe won Tony Awards for Angels in America a quarter century ago for Joe Papp at the Public, and wrote and directed Jelly's Last Jam at the Mark Taper Forum in L.A. What works best on film here is less the film than the force of Wilson's construct. In this screen version, it's 1927, and Ma Rainey has come from Barnesville, Georgia, and her tent show down south, which opens the film, to follow the black migration up to the south side of Chicago to cut a record for the white producers at Hot Rhythm Studios. Viola Davis, who ate Denzel's lunch in Fences, swallows the whole platter as Ma Rainey. She knows she's playing the white man's game. She's a natural at exercising leverage and brinkmanship to get what she wants when she wants it from her white producers. The band, they're along for the ride. But there's the little matter of an artistic insurrection in her band. The young cornet player, Levy, has rearranged her Black Bottom song and given it some jump. It's 1927. This is the city. Money, booze, hemlines and hair bobs, speakeasies in Harlem. Chadwick Boseman, in his last screen role, makes Levy sharp and fast and hot to toot in fancy boots. He's got places to go.
What is you? I don't see your name in lights.
Oh, I just play the piece, whatever they want. I don't criticize other people's music.
I ain't like you, color. I got talent.
Me and
this horn, we's tight. If my daddy had a note I was gonna turn out like this, he would have named me Gabriel.
Oh.
I'm gonna give me a band and make me some records. I done give Mr. Stutterman some of my songs I wrote, and he say he gonna let me record them when I get my band together. I just got to finish the last part of this song. I got style.
Oh, everybody got style. Style ain't nothing but keeping the same idea from beginning to end. Everybody got it.
Everybody can't play like I do.
Cutler on the trombone, Coleman Domingo, doesn't want to poke the bear. Play it the way Ma has sung it for 25 years, Levy. Bass player Slow Drag Michael Potts and Toledo Glenn Turman on piano are down with that. Black Bottom sounds like it should be rollicking fun. It's not. It's serious fun. It's not a celebration of music, far from it, but an in-house argument wrapped inside a blues song being pulled in two directions. Country versus city, blues versus jazz, a southern versus northern fight in a population that has picked up and moved, and a fight between old artists who are shocked at just how much pain the young artist reveals that they have forgotten or tamped down. Ultimately, Ma Rainey is about stasis or growth, and Ma knows where she stands or sits.
White folk don't understand about the blues. They hear it come out, but they don't know how it got there. They don't understand that that's life's way of talking. You don't sing to feel better. You sing because that's the way you understand life. The blues help you get out of bed in the morning. You get up knowing you ain't alone. Something else in the world. Something been added by that song. This would be an empty world without the blues. Yeah. I try to take that emptiness and fill it up with something. Woo! I ain't started a blues way of singing. Blues always been there. But if they want to call me Mother Blues, that's all right with me. It don't hurt none.
A good part of the pleasure in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is being a fly on the wall on the set listening to the riffing, not in the music, but the men giving each other the business when they think they're alone. Or Ma Rainey routing all of them, and the white producers too. We're not talking great cinematography here. And by necessity, there's a lot of period design in a year when period style has gone from passive-aggressive to in-your-face at every turn. Branford Marsalis scored the film. Bozeman, seen last summer as the enigmatic officer who got left behind in Vietnam in Spike Lee's The Five Bloods, died in August from a years-long battle with cancer. He is lean and hungry here, as Levy should be, but it's all the more discomforting that we look at him now and know why he's not Jackie Robinson of 42, or James Brown in Get On Up, or Thurgood Marshall, or T'Challa of Black Panther in the Avengers series. He was fighting on an all-too-real battlefield off the set, but ties down second base here like the young pro he was. What's thrilling about Wilson is his rage. Quiet and controlled most of the time, but fundamentally deep and explosive in soliloquy. Then there's that Wilsonian sense of ironic fatalism. You can just see Denzel as Troy Maxton, whose career in the big leagues was stolen from him in Fences, shake his head here when the white guys snatch Levy's hip songs and sing them like white people. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.
I'm dreaming.